This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Won't you take just a few moments out of your busy day to think about God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and His marvelous Word, the Bible? For the past several times, we have been studying a series of lessons based upon Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. In that context, you will remember that Jesus had been asked, "What is the greatest commandment of all?" And the Lord had replied, "To love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and a second like unto it is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Now we've been pointing out that this passage makes clear that not only do we have an obligation to God and to our neighbor, but we have an obligation to ourselves. And thus far we have pointed out obligation number one, you have the obligation to seek the highest good for your own life. Secondly, that you have the obligation to yourself to be what you ought to be, to become a Christian and to live the Christian life. And last time, and we didn't quite finish this point, we were studying the fact that each of us has the obligation to know what he ought to know. And we pointed out that each of us has the obligation to know God, to know that the Bible is the Word of God, and to know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, to know the truth of the plan of salvation. Friends, we're not saved by merely becoming religious. People were religious long before Jesus Christ ever came into this world. He didn't come into the world to give men the opportunity of becoming religious. He came into the world to give men the opportunity of becoming right religiously. That is, of actually being saved. And the only way men can be saved is by the grace of God, by the power of the blood of Christ. But the only way you can be saved by the power of the blood of Christ is to love Him, to believe in Him, to love Him, to repent of your sins, and to obey what He commands you to do in order to be saved from your sins. Now, the Bible makes clear that except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the only thing in the Christian religion that involves water is the water of baptism. It is therefore clear that one is not born again if he refuses to be baptized, to be immersed in water. Now we have pointed out further that you have the obligation not only to know the truth of the plan of salvation, but of the knowledge of what it means to live the Christian life. And in connection with that, each of us has the obligation to know himself. Now I call your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. Where the Apostle Paul declared, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith." Each of us has the obligation to think about himself, not in some sort of morbid introspection, but in simply honest evaluation, to ask ourselves about our motives and our practices, to ask ourselves what we're doing and what we're not doing, to ask ourselves about our attitudes toward God and Christ and the Bible, and our attitudes toward our neighbor, toward our friends, and even toward our enemies, and toward our families, toward your wife or your husband, toward your children, or your mother and father. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. You have the obligation to yourself not only to know God, to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to know the Bible, to know the truth, but you have the obligation to know yourself and to be honest in your evaluation of yourself. All right, now we come to the fourth obligation that we're pointing out that each one of us has to himself in our series of studies of things each of us owes himself. And that is, we have the obligation to love what we ought to love. And first, I want to point out that even in this very passage which we have under consideration, Jesus makes clear that we have the obligation to love God. What is the greatest commandment of all? To love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But loving God is not comprised of merely saying that you love God. Jesus made clear in John chapter 14 and verse 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." But our time is gone today, but we'll plan to study this in detail next time, and please do be with us as we do so.